A two-year-old girl is in intensive care in hospital after a petrol bomb was apparently thrown through the window of her family home in Vítkov, North Moravia. Now, the family is from the Roma or Gypsy minority, and police believe the alleged arson attack could have been racially motivated. So far, politicians have been united in their condemnation, and the cabinet is due to discuss racist violence at its meeting on Monday. Joining me with the details is my colleague Rob Cameron. So, Rob, what do we know for sure about this terrible incident?
Well, Daniela, it occurred shortly before midnight on Saturday night in the town of Vítkov. As you say, it's a small town, 6,000 people, sort of midway between the cities of Opava and Ostrava in North Moravia. A one-story house went up in flames after the attack, so quickly, in fact, that the house was virtually destroyed by the time that the firemen arrived. Now, police are treating it as arson. They said they found fragments of what looks like a Molotov cocktail, a petrol bomb, at the location. According to other sources, at least four were thrown through the windows. Inside were a Romani family numbering eight people, several of whom were badly injured by the fire, including a mother and her two-year-old daughter, who both suffered severe burns and smoke inhalation.
So what condition are they in now?
Well, the little girl is very ill indeed. She suffered second and third degree burns to 80% of her body, and frankly, doctors can't say whether she will survive. It all hangs on whether she inhaled toxic smoke, how much smoke she inhaled before she was rescued from the fire. And the next 2 days apparently are crucial to her survival. One doctor at the hospital in Ostrava warned that her injuries could indeed be fatal. All we know at the moment is that she's in a critical condition. Her mother suffered second and third degree burns to 30% of her body. She is expected to survive.
Well, the whole country is now speculating about the motivation for this attack. Was it racially motivated?
Well, police are certainly treating that as a possibility, although they stress that it's just one possible motive for the attack and they're still investigating it. The girl's aunt was quoted by TV Nova as saying that shortly before midnight, she heard the car, a car, stopping in front of the house and something being thrown through the window with someone shouting, "Burn, gypsies," as it was thrown. That's all we know at the moment to support that theory, but the incident, of course, did take place just after several hundred neo-Nazis had marched through the city of Ustin Adlabem, several hundred kilometres away, and that, of course, took place 2 days before the anniversary of Adolf Hitler's birth. So the timing, I suppose, is significant.
Had anything similar happened before?
Well, Vítkov's a small town, 6,000 people, about 10% of whom are Romanis. But neighbours and officials said that there were no problems with the community in town. Everybody got on more or less okay. The Romanis that the media spoke to says that wasn't quite the case, that this wasn't the first attack and that someone had fired rubber bullets at their houses last year. Certainly there have been a number of nasty incidents, neo-Nazi attacks against Romanis in towns in North Moravia in recent years, and in at least one case I can remember, they were fatal attacks as well.
So what happens now? Hopefully there will be a thorough investigation.
Yes, well, at the moment it's been investigated by the police and, of course, been condemned by across the political spectrum. President Klaus said he was horrified by what he described as a brutal, revolting act. And the Prime Minister, Mr. Topolánek, said that the cabinet would discuss this issue at their session on Monday. That's been echoed by other politicians, including the Human Rights and Minorities Minister, Mikhail Kotsab, who actually donated 100,000 crowns of his own money to the family, who, of course, have lost their home. But the extreme right do seem to have a new confidence about them. They're marching almost with impunity through Czech towns. Hundreds of Romanis are believed to be emigrating, many of whom heading for Canada, where they are being granted asylum on grounds of justified fear of persecution. So certainly I think Czech officials are under a lot of pressure to act.
Rob Cameron, thank you for that. Truly a horrific story and very disturbing.